Gradually, the small church gets a dream and a vision.
慢慢的，这小型的教会就慢慢的有了意向。
If you're the pastor in a small church,
如果你是小型教会的牧师，
you need to lead your people.
你需要领导你的会友。
But you do not lead from the pulpit by saying, I have a vision.
你不是站在讲台上说我有一个意向。
You lead by loving and caring for the people.
你领导这些人是经由你照顾他们，你爱他们。
And when you visit them in the home,
当你到他们家里去拜访他们的时候，
you ask each person in the church, what is your vision for the church?
你就先问他们说，你对教会有没有什么远景，有没有什么意向？
And when they look at you with no answer,
当他们看着你说，不知道。
You say, may I share my vision with you?
当他们没有答案的时候，你就说，那我可不可以跟你分享我对我们教会意向的看法？
And you visit every person in the church individually.
那么呢，你就这样子一家一家的去拜访。
And you share your vision with each person individually.
那么你就这样一个一个的把你自己的意向跟他们分享出来。
And gradually, as you do this through the love and care of the people.
那么经过这样的关怀别人里面呢，你教会里面你如何分享你的意向呢？是一对一的分享你的意向。
And gradually the church begins to move in the direction of your vision.
这样子呢，教会就慢慢的会朝着你的意向的方向来走。
It takes 5 to 7 years.
可能要5到7年。
So you have to keep working at it.
所以你就不能 quit.
You have to keep talking to everyone about your vision.
所以你就必须要不停的跟这些人呢这样沟通你的意向。
Talk to the leaders and the people.
你需要跟这个小型教会里面的每一个领导者或者是所有的人呢，你就一个一个需要一个一个去讲。
But especially the key families.
特别是核心家庭。
Because in the small church, the leader is the key families.
因为在小型教会里面，这些核心家庭就是教会的领导者。
So as a pastor, you must get the key families on your side.
所以在小型教会里面很重要，牧者你需要把这些核心家庭呢召集到你那边去，跟你站在一起。
You must help the key families catch your vision.
你需要帮助这些核心家庭呢，能够了解你的意向。
As a pastor in a medium-sized church,
如果你是中型教会的牧者，
you need to be the leader.
你需要是教会的领导者。
But you don't lead from the pulpit.
但是你不是从讲台上来领导这个教会。
You lead by working with each committee.
你是如何领导教会呢？你是经由跟每一个委员会里面，你跟他在工作的时候，跟他谈话的时候，你来经由这样子，你来领导教会。
If you have a worship committee,
如果你有敬拜的小组，
you go and meet with the members of the worship committee.
你跟这个敬拜的委员呢，你跟他们在一起。
And you share your vision with the worship committee.
你跟这些敬拜的这些委员呢分享你的意向。
And then another time you meet with the youth committee.
另外的时间呢，你跟这些青年的委员呢，你跟他们分享你的意向。
And you share your vision with the youth committee.
然后你就把你的意向跟这些青年事工的委员会呢，跟他们分享你的意向。
And you gradually speak to each and every group in the church.
所以呢，就是这样子，慢慢的，你跟这每一个委员会呢，你就跟他们有一些的沟通，分享你的意向。
And you share your vision with each of those groups.
你就这样分享你的意向。
Gradually, the groups begin to move in the direction of your vision.
慢慢的，这些的委员会呢，就朝着你的意向的那个方向走过去。
It takes 5 to 7 years.
也需要5到7年的时间。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Keep sharing your vision.
你需要不断的分享你的意向。
In the larger church,
在大型教会里面，
you can share your vision from the pulpit.
你如何分享你的意向呢？从讲台分享你的意向。
And the people will follow you.
你的会众呢就会跟随你。
Because they look to you as the leader.
因为他们在对大型教会的会友来讲呢，他们看你就是看成教会的领导者。
And they expect you to set direction.
他们就期待你呢能够定出教会的方向。
One of the problems we have in the United States.
在美国有一个问题。
Is the mega church conferences.
就是这些超大型的教会的这一些的会议。
You may go down and listen to Pastor Rick Warren in Southern California.
你可能到Rick Warren 的教会里面听他讲。
Pastor Rick Warren is a great pastor.
他是一个很好的牧师。
He pastors the fastest growing Baptist church in history.
他牧养的教会是所有是历史里面增长最快的浸信会。
But he leads his church as a large pastor.
但是呢，他带那个教会呢，是以大型教会的牧者的身份来带教会。
If you are a small church pastor and you go to his conference,
如果你是小型教会的牧者，你去参加他的那个啊会议或者是研习会。
You find that Pastor Warren has a great vision.
你发现说这个啊 Pastor Rick Warren 有很多的很大的意向。
And he shares his vision from the pulpit.
他从他的啊讲台里面分享他的意向。
And people follow him.
啊人们就跟着他。
So we think we can come back to our church and do it the same way.
我们以为我们就这样去那里研习会写了以后，我们就回到我们小教会里面，我们就这样子去做。
It doesn't work.
啊，这是行不通的。
Because his people see him as the leader.
因为在他们教会里面，人们看他就是教会的领袖。
And they expect him to set the direction.
啊，教会的啊弟兄姐妹就是期待他啊为教会定出方向。
But in the small church and the medium church, they do not expect you to set the direction.
但是如果你的教会是小型或中型的话，啊，你的会友并不期待你这样子来领导他们。
However, you still need to lead.
虽然如此，你仍然需要成为教会的领导者。
But you lead one-on-one or through the committees.
但是在小型教会里面，你是经由一对一的分享来啊做领导者，然后在中型教会是经由你跟这些 committee 啊在工作的时候，你来做他们的领导者。
When I was pastoring a small church,
当我牧养一个小教会的时候。
And I wanted the church to purchase some property.
啊，我要我的教会去买一个啊一个房地产。
I did not go before the congregation and say, we need to purchase the property.
我没有拿到会众那里说我们需要买这个房地产。
I took each member of my board to lunch.
我就带这个长执会的每一个成员去吃饭。
And I said to the board member, do you think we should buy the property?
然后在这个要吃饭的时候我就问他说哎是不是我们应该买这个房地产。
And then I told them what I thought.
然后我就慢慢地告诉他们我在想什么。
I said to them, maybe God would give us this property.
我就跟他们讲说，也许神把这个土地呢就给我们。
I asked them to pray about it.
我就跟他们讲说，我们来祷告。
And then next week, I took another board member out.
在下个礼拜呢，我再另外带另外一个长执会的成员。
And I asked that board member, did they think we could buy the property?
好，我带他们去吃饭，然后我问他们同样的问题，就是说是不是我们应该买这个土地。
And I told them I thought God wanted us to have the property.
然后我就也告诉这个人说啊，我觉得神要我们买这个土地。
And I asked them to pray for it.
好，我就跟他讲说，哎，你为这个事情祷告。
And gradually over several weeks,I talked to each board member individually.
所以这样子几个礼拜下来呢，我跟教会的长执会的每一个成员呢，就是个别的谈过这个事情。
And then I took other leaders from the church out to lunch.
然后呢，我就把教会其他的这些领导者呢，也带他们去吃饭，吃午餐。
And one by one, I asked them to think about buying the property.
那么一个一个的，我就问他们是不是我们应该买这个土地。
My vision was to buy the property.
我的意向是买这个土地。
But I didn't tell them from the pulpit.
但是我不是从讲台上面告诉他们说我有一个意向我们要去买这个土地。
But I led them one by one.
但是我是一个一个的跟他们分享我的意向。
8 months later.
八个月以后。
In one of our board meetings.
在我们的长执会会议里面。
One of the board members said.
有一个成员这样子说。
I think God wants us to buy the property.
他就说哎呀神要我们。我想神要我们买这个土地。Yeah.
It was their idea.
这不是变成不是我的意
，It was their vision.
是他们的意思，不是我的意向是他们的意向。
It was mine, but they thought it was theirs.
是我的意向，但是他们以为是他们的意向。
That's how you lead a small church.
这个就是我们如何带领小型教会的方式。
After the board members decided they wanted to buy the property.
当长执会决定他们要买这个房地产的时候。
Then I shared the vision.
只有当他们决定要买的时候呢，我才从讲台上面来分享这个意向。
But they had already agreed to it before. 当我
分享的以前呢，事实上他们已经决定，他们已经同意要买这个房地产了。
Yeah. They agreed to it before I shared it from the board.
他们在我分享之前，事实上他们已经都同意了。
How are decisions made in a small church?
在小型教会里面，我们如何做决定？
Decisions are made in a small church by the congregation.
我们要注意到，在小型教会里面呢，一切的决定都是经由会众来决定。
And their decisions are usually driven by history.
他们的决定通常跟他们的历史有关系。
So if you want to start a new ministry,
所以如果你要在小型教会里面开始一个新的事工
Maybe years before they tried that ministry.
也许几年前他们已经尝试过了。
And they will remember and say, it didn't work the last time we tried it.
他们还记得说上次呢并不成功。
And they won't let you try it again.
他们也不让你再尝试。
Because their decision is driven by their past history.
因为他们的决定呢是经验是根据他们以前的历史。
In a medium-sized church, the decisions are made by groups.
那么在中型的教会呢，他们的决定就是经由这些不同的小组来做决定。
And the decisions are made because of the changing needs in the church.
那么这些的决定就是因为改变的需要呢，他们要来做决定。
A medium-sized church is having new people come.
在中型教会里面有很多新来的朋友。
And therefore they have a need for new ministries.
因此他们需要有新的事工。
And they sense a need for new programs.
他们觉得需要新的事工。
They sense a need for new things for the children.
他们也许知道他们需要有新的事工为他们的小孩。
And so the changing needs tell them they need to make new decisions.
所以这些改变呢，就让他们知道说他们需要新的事工。
In the large church, decisions are made by the staff and the leaders.
在大型教会里面呢，决定就是变成是由牧师是同工或者教会的领导者做决定。
By the staff, I'm thinking of a paid pastoral staff.
我讲到的这个 staff 呢，就是指的牧师室的同工。
Because in most large churches, there's more than one pastor.
因为在大型教会里面，通常有不止一位牧者。
And in large churches, the congregation gives authority to the staff to make decisions.
在大型教会里面呢，我会众呢就把这个决定权交给牧师室的同工。
While in small churches, the congregation usually maintains the authority to make decisions.
但是在小型教会里面，通常会众自己做保存那个维持他们那个做决定的权利。
In a large church, the decisions are driven by the vision.
在大型教会里面，决定是如何决定的，是因为意向来决定。
And so the church looks to the pastor to tell them what to do.
所以教会呢，就是期待牧师告诉他们应该如何做。
And then they will make new decisions based on what the pastor wants.
所以他们会决定呢，他们的决定就是根据于牧师要如何做。
This chart illustrates this.
这张图就是有这样子说明。
In a small church on the left.
在左边的小教会。
Decisions sometimes are very emotional.
做决定呢，常常跟情感有关系。
But the larger a church gets, the more the decisions are made rationally.
但是在大教会里面呢，决定呢通常跟理智有关系。
For instance, one time in a church that I was at,
有一次我在一个教会里面。
It was a small church.
是一个小教会。
The church wanted to put a new linoleum in the kitchen in the church.
他们这个小教会呢，要在他们的厨房里面放一个不晓得什么东西啊。
And they got into an argument over what color the linoleum was going to be.
他们在那里吵来吵，就是说那个东西，他们那个要铺的什么东西哈，它颜色是什么
？The church almost had a split.
教会几乎因为要选颜色，教会来分裂。
Just simply because they couldn't agree on the color of the linoleum.
也就是因为他们不能够彼此不同意放什么颜色的。
It became very emotional.
它变成非常的情绪化。
People got angry.
有的人变成非常的生气。
People were very upset.
有人就是非常的愤怒。
That's because in small churches, decisions are often very emotional.
因为在小型教会里面呢，决策呢，通常跟什么关系？跟人的情绪有关系。
That sort of discussion would never even happen in a large church.
这种呢，在大型教会通常不会发生。
The color of the linoleum in the kitchen would be made by the staff.
那么这个到底在这个厨房里面用的这种颜色到底是什么呢？牧师是同工决定就好了。
That sort of decision would never be brought to the congregation.
那么这种的决定呢，不会带到这个会友的当中来做决定。
And therefore the decision would be much more rational.
因此这种的决定就比较有理性。
Decisions in a small church are very subjective sometimes.
在小型教会的做决定常常非常的主观。
Based on the feelings of the people.
常常是根据人如何觉得，感觉如何。
But in a large church, decisions are much more objective.
但是在大型教会呢，做决定通常比较客观。
decisions at a large church are more based on the facts.
在大型教会里面呢，所做的决定通常根据于事实。
In a small church, decisions are often made because of popularity.
在小型教会里面做决定通常是根据于是不是大家喜欢这样子做。
In a large church, decisions are more based on the merit.
在大型教会主要是根据于说这样做有什么益处。
This is particularly true when electing leaders.
特别是在选教会的领导的时候，这一点上显得特别明显。
In a small church, we usually elect popular members of the family.
在小教会里面，通常我们选的这些领导者呢，是比较在教会受欢迎的人。
But in the larger church, we elect people because they can do a good job.
在大型教会里面呢，我们选这些人出来当领导者，因为他们有恩赐。
In a small church, decisions are very informal.
在小型教会里面做的决定通常是经由非正式的。
Decisions are often made in the parking lot.
比如说在停车场里面。
Or they're made at someone's home.
在某人的家里面。
And so the church may have a vote at the church.
所以教会虽然也在教会里面虽然有投票。
But the decision is made before the vote.
但是事实上投票之前已经在停车场已经决定了。
In a large church, the decisions are much more formal.
在大型教会呢，这个决定呢就非常的正式。
The facts are discussed.
这些事实有些什么事实，通常都会很仔细的讨论过。
And the decision is made in a formal way in the church.
在教会里面呢，决定就是非常的正式。
In a small church, the decisions are often made by the family.
在小教会，这些决定通常是由家庭所决定。
Where in a large church, the decision is made more by the leaders of the church.
在大教会里面呢，决定通常是由教会的领导者所决定。
I think we need to take a break. So let's come back at 3 o'clock.That sound good? 20 minutes? Okay, let's take a break and we'll be back at 3 o'clock.